what did you make of the arguments by Judge Griffin's team yesterday?
Well, you know, it's getting very confusing. And the arguments in the Court of Appeals were really about who has jurisdiction over making the decision, whether it's the state court system or the federal court system. And I think this is going to be a very important decision. The three-judge panel did not make a ruling yesterday, but I expect that to come very quickly. If they rule it stays in the federal system, that's probably going to be better for Justice Riggs. If they remand it back to the state courts and it works its way back up to the Supreme Court, you know, that may be better for Judge Griffin.
You mentioned the ruling coming quickly. I think Judge Griffin asked for an expedited ruling in this case. Do we have maybe a timeline of when we could get a decision?
Well, given that state Supreme Court will start hearing cases pretty soon, I think in February, I think that's a reasonable request. So, you know, perhaps by the end of the week, but, you know, this is something where judges kind of are on their own time schedule.
Sure. If this does get sent to the federal court, is the timeline then longer to get this ultimately resolved?
Well, they'll schedule oral arguments. And again, both sides will present their case to the federal court judges. And, you know, depending on their schedule again, the ruling may take, you know, a few days or a few weeks. But I expect, you know, we're already 4 months after Election Day. You know, it's unlikely this will be resolved completely for another month or so.
David, I'm curious, would we see this kind of legal challenge if our judicial races were nonpartisan?
That's a great question. You know, nonpartisan doesn't mean that the parties don't get involved. You know, I think the stakes are so high, and we've recognized that the state Supreme Court has made some very consequential rulings over the past few years. So it's a great question about whether or not it would affect the cases, but perhaps not, just because, again, we know that being a justice on the Supreme Court can have huge impact on the state of North Carolina.
Visiting with David McClendon, Meredith College political science professor, regardless of the outcome of this case, does this hurt the appearance or just the objectivity of the state Supreme Court in the public's eyes in our state?
Well, I think it certainly elevated the state Supreme Court. And when, you know, they're going back and forth over a particular seat, you know, it isn't a good look for the state Supreme Court. But, you know, one of the things we need to keep in mind is that, you know, by the time 2026 rolls around, which is not that far away, and we have another round of elections, people tend to forget things like this. Mm-hmm. It's consequential in the moment, but the long-term impact, I think, is pretty cloudy.
David, changing gears as I let you go, the General Assembly returning to Raleigh tomorrow. Any big items we expect them to tackle in their first couple of weeks back in the capital city?
Well, things will start out relatively slowly, as they normally do. You know, the big issues are always the budget. Certainly Hurricane Helene relief, they're not done with that. I expect that to be one of the early issues. You know, there's some items left over from previous sessions that are going to be come up again, probably casino gambling on non-tribal lands, medical marijuana. But I think Helene relief will probably be the quickest one to hit their agenda.
Meredith College political science professor David McClendon. David, always appreciate the time and the perspective. Thanks so much, and look forward to talking again real soon.
As do I, Chris.